Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and Your Transformation Hub. And in these podcasts, I aim to help you with your personal empowerment, expanding your perspectives and learning to create and become the architect of your own life and have a lot of fun doing it. Okay, today's episode is episode 48 and it's 5 ways to create a breakthrough. Okay, so let's dive in. Number one. Well, it's really important for me in my work to help people not only create and open up to their full potential, but also to help them balance up and potentially stop wasting their energy. So to be efficient. So my number one is heart-mind alignment. Now, this is really, really important. I've got other podcast episodes about this in depth. And for me, the mind is not your universal consciousness that is sometimes expressed, for example, in the Buddhic concept. But for me, mind, I just define it as the part of ourselves that helps us administrate our physical life and our humanness. So getting out of bed in the morning, making money, enjoying a good laugh at the cinema, whatever the experience, the human side of life, and administrating that and grounding it in practical terms. Now, of course, we're here in the physical world, so it is part of our life and a very important part for most of us. And so when our mind is in alignment with our heart, then it's able to administrate the beautiful dreams and the leaps of faith and the expansions that we're making in our immaterial self in order to see that play out in our daily lives. So I'm a strong believer for number one, if you want to create a breakthrough, make sure you're using a strong balance point with your heart and mind alignment. So have your dreams, understand them, but also understand how is that going to translate into the practical. Now, the problem with breakthroughs is people think they've got to try really, really hard. All right, now I'm not saying that we don't require persistence in creating any dream or in shifting our life in a meaningful and purposeful way. Yes, it does require effort and it does require focus. But effort and focus aren't force, and that is a really big part of understanding how to actually craft and create a breakthrough. So it's not about pushing and bullying and forcing yourself and trying. What that does is it puts you basically into your mind, it disconnects you from your heart center, and your heart center is going to be that beautiful infinite connection to the energy that you require to be able to administrate that beautiful dream. So it's really important not to force yourself into your head and just be projecting into the future and going, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? And how can I control this? And get in that space where actually you've only got potentially 50% of your resources. And if you have no dream or you have no connection with what you truly want, a clarity of your intention, then you're going to struggle to be able to create a breakthrough because you've actually sort of walked away out of your heart into your head, and all the focus, all the force in the world isn't going to make the difference there. You need the maximum use of your resources. So number one, don't force, don't try, align your heart and mind and take the time to be with yourself and to listen to your inner self in the sense of your wishes and your intentions and dreams, and craft that, all right, just like you'd craft any creation in your life to get the beginnings of your breakthrough. Okay, so number two, well, a lot of people, when they are trying, they end up getting into a space where, of course, they go to their heads, like I've said, and that can shut down their unity and their balance point. And if you're in balance, you're receiving energy basically very successfully from all directions in the universe. And there isn't a shortage of energy, all right? What we have with issues when we need a breakthrough is we need a certain, shall I say, period of sustained effort, perhaps clarity or bothering to go deeper for meaning and purpose within ourselves to get that foundational connection of what we truly want for that breakthrough. But also we do have a tendency sometimes, if we dash into our minds going, I'm forcing it, I really want to make it happen, I'm projecting into the future, that we end up holding our world far too tightly. And so the more we control, sadly, the less energy we have available to literally be in the universal flow and connected wisely. So my number two is just make sure that you're not holding your world too tightly, that you're sort of squeezing it, and a little bit like the analogy of sand running through your fingers. You actually end up with nothing in your hands because literally the connectedness hasn't happened, or that state of being fueled and being in harmony and co-creation with all that beautiful unlimited energy, it's not happening because of the trying, forcing, or that aspect of being incapable of letting go. So if you do truly understand what you want as a breakthrough, all right, then just let go. Allow the universe to be your collaborative, cooperative partner in the creation and the breakthrough, and allow the energy to build in that breakthrough matrix, all right? Some people really believe that breakthroughs are dramatic and, you know, that you need to walk out of work and have a leap of faith. Some people that works for, most certainly. But I'm a strong proponent in the sense of a balanced approach, not because it's boring or ineffective, but because it's actually the most efficient use of your energy. So if you know you're not a person who likes to take huge risks, or you don't like to polarize your life, doesn't mean that you're a comfort bunny and you're never going to go anywhere or never get your breakthrough. But it does mean that if you are in that breakthrough, you will need to be persistent because you're building that energy momentum in order to break through. So number two, let go, don't hold your world too tightly, and don't force and don't dash off into your head. All right, okay, number three. Now, a lot of people say to me, I want this, and I've got a really extensive A4 list, all right, a whole page of what they want their breakthrough to look like, all right? They want it to contain these people, they want it to have this price tag, they want it to happen next Tuesday. They've got pretty specific demands. Now, I'm all for clarity, but I always say to people, clarity is about a state of being. It's not about a long list of intellectual qualities in the sense of specific space-time, for example, dates, specific money, all of these things. Now, you can ask for those things, but the more the list becomes that sort of intellectual list rather than the states of being and the senses and feelings that you want in your creativity, the more you will be edging towards your head. So if you want to build a breakthrough, I always recommend to people in creating the life you want, one of the presentations I run, that you divide your page into two, all right? So one side of the page, you're going to write what you're prepared to let go of. So things that you know that you're doing repetitively, potentially to sabotage your breakthrough, or the concerns that you might have about your breakthrough. So you might go, I don't know if I'm good enough, or I don't know if the time's right, or I'm not really trusting the process, or I know I overthink things, for example. All right. And then on the other side of the page, I'd like you to write how you want to feel when you actually create the breakthrough you want. Now, let's take an example. If your breakthrough is getting a new job, it might be a job that's completely redefining your working role. It could be a job that is very much more in alignment with what you feel is fulfilling. Whatever it may be, then on the right-hand side, you're going to write the qualities of how you want to feel when you get that job. Now, some people say they're very, able to celebrate their successes. So you might want to put that down, because that can be a resistance to receiving what you truly want, because you don't know how to celebrate it, or you don't feel worthy of it. So you might want to do, I am embracing celebrating my breakthrough. All right. So you need to write down on that second list, perhaps on the right-hand side of the page, what you're going to feel like in that moment of alignment and how you want to develop as a person. So you might say, I really see this new job as giving me more purpose, or I'm going to be waking up every day with more enthusiasm and more connection and more alignment, simply because I really feel like I am aligned and I do want to do this type of work. So the key with number three to get a breakthrough is don't get too intellectual, all right? Don't get too listy about everything that you want this to look like, and don't get too detailed. The universe is not anti-detail. The universe is pro-clarity, all right? So it's definitely a situation where a shorter list, but some profound qualities and sensory achievements in the alignment of what you're creating is what the universe is going to hear very effectively. So for a lot of people, that can be like, oh, but more detail's better. It isn't, all right? If you imagine a big horizon, the more detail you put into your breakthrough, the more you're putting sort of fences along that horizon or line in front of you. So you're chunking it up, you're sort of separating it. And so the universe is kind of trying to send energy to all those different details rather than building the momentum of a breakthrough and putting it all into the horizon without the partitions. All right. So number three, don't get too attached to the form. All right. We want feeling. We want qualities. We want, how do you want to grow as a person? And what are you prepared to let go of that, you know, are sabotaging or bad habits? Alrighty. Okay, number four. Well, when you're magnetizing, it's really important to spend some quiet moments with yourself to self-dedicate in what I recommended earlier in number one, the heart-mind alignment. Now, you could say to me, oh, I don't meditate and I'm not into religion and I don't want to get involved in that. And please, just pause, all right? Understand that the 360 degree relationship you have with the universe, you're like a big sphere, and you can receive in all directions simultaneously all of the time in the now. Now, I know that could sound a bit overwhelming, but what I am saying is when you're in that balance point, it is simply telling the universe that you are available for breakthrough and that you are fueling that with clear, peaceful, aligned and balanced intentions. So spending that time with yourself in whatever you call that meditative or relaxing peace or sense of pure connectedness or feeling that that energy is flowing through you. Some people achieve it by, for example, walking in nature. They feel that all the perhaps overly mind type subjects, the worry, the aggro, the sort of recap of the day that you've just had, all of that energy filters out or dissolves away in the presence of Mother Nature. I recommend joyous activities in the sense of what you can laugh at and just generally being with yourself in a self-loving way. So whatever that is, for my number four, don't forget, if you're building the energy and you want to have your breakthrough, spend regular times with yourself devoting to those feelings of breakthrough and building your energy and devoting to utilizing your balance and your connectedness wisely and in a self-loving way. Alrighty, so number five. Oh gosh, the universe is an amazing, multidimensional, multifaceted place. And I think we are incredibly privileged to be in this physical experience as well as to accept our beautiful interdimensional nature. And what happens with the universe is the interdimensional part of us, so the heart part of us, isn't logical, all right? It's our admin human brain that's logical, all right? So we're going to do a merge of that. But basically, when you're doing the creation of a breakthrough, you've got to go through some twists and turns. So please don't hear yourself with the dialogue, oh, I've done it wrong and I've hit a brick wall, all right? The universe is sending you on a creative journey because it needs to dissolve some of the resistances that you have or some of those blocks I was talking about earlier, sabotaging or things that you won't let go of. So it's excess baggage, which stops you gaining the momentum to target and to break through. So expect some twists and turns, expect some initiations, and don't get grumpy with yourself if things don't go according to plan, because the universe can create so much more effectively by the utilization of its natural chaosity, its natural Fibonacci patterns, it's Mandelbrot's, it's sense of everything connected, but not through any type of linear logic. Alrighty, well, it's been my pleasure today to talk about breakthroughs, and I wish you very well if you are currently working on being in that breakthrough space in your own life. And whether it's a big drama causing you to break through, or whether it's a long-term commitment to greater and better things for yourself, then I wish you an absolutely joyous and self-loving breakthrough. If you like this content, I'm Alexandria. Please drop by at yourtransformationhub.com. There's plenty more episodes of the podcast. You can listen on the website. And if you are interested in developing your balance point, working with your energy more efficiently, please check out all of the inner journeys that are available for download. And also, if you'd like to join with other people on a regular basis and discuss all of the big what on earth is going on subjects at the moment, then please check out the membership on yourtransformationhub.com. Thank you very much for joining me.